I know that, and I think most of us know that if Fritz has anything to say about this, he would say, why are you making such a big fuss? And he'd be angry on the outside, but he'd be also very proud and happy to have so many friends here. And I think Michael, one of his closest friends, summed up Fritz in just one sentence of his invitation for this memorial service when he described our friend as a quirky and powerful character. I think Paul had addressed the powerful nature of it, which seems counterintuitive because of Fritz's diminutive size, but we all know that what he lacked in size, he made up for in personality. Speaking to his quirky nature, I think there are ample pictures on the board and a lot of you brought them, but we don't need pictures because the mental image we all have of Fritz will do the job. I like to think of Fritz starting from the sort of boots up with his zip-up beetle boots that he pretty much wore year-round. There were a couple weeks when you'd see sandals, but the boots were always there. And working our way up, the corduroy pants that he loved were also a trademark of, you know, of our friend. And then the vest that he wore like no one we ever knew. He loved his vests. He loved them so much that he asked me whenever I would get a new suit, are you going to keep the vest? And I'd say, no, people don't wear those anymore, except you, of course. And so invariably, Fritz would always get my vest. The only condition I ever placed on it, because I was happy to give them to him, was not to wear them to a business meeting, just in case I wore the same suit. Pretty much throughout the 90s, we were inseparable, as a lot of you know. But, you know, wearing the same pieces of suit to a meeting would cross the line a little bit. And then, of course, as we work our way up, is, of course, Fritz's hair. I have so many. Fritz's hair. What began as a childhood nickname that stuck for life was, you know, really, you know, the essence of Fritz. The fact that the entire time of 16 years that I knew him, I never once thought that he ever went to a barber. He would cut his hair by himself, and it showed. But that was the trademark Fritz that we loved. And yes, he was powerful. The Fritz that we knew and loved would always have a righteous edge to what he fought for. He wasn't always right, but it was always righteous. And you always knew that when Fritz was on your team, you were going to be a formidable opponent for any challenger. I don't care, you know, whether it's a Fortune 50 company or just the state of Washington, as Paul was describing. But that was a good feeling, and we shared thousands of great moments together that I'll always cherish. So thank you for coming, and I hope that we all continue our relationships with each other, because in some small way that'll be a testament to our friend Fritz.